The Neuromapping Project Summary Leaflet. The Neuromapping Project. Mapping existing services provided by the voluntary sector for people living with neurological disabilities or conditions in the community. This leaflet gives an overview of the Joint Health Service Executive, HSE, Disability Federation of Ireland, DFI, and Neurological Alliance of Ireland, NAI, report on the Neuromapping Project. This project mapped existing community-based services provided by voluntary sector for people living with neurological conditions. Background and context. Point 1. The vast majority of the 800,000 people with neurological conditions living in Ireland live in the community. Most of the services that people with neurological conditions access in the community are provided by voluntary organisations, in addition to services provided by the HSE. Point 2. There are over 60 community-based voluntary organisations providing services to people with neurological conditions across Ireland. Some provide specialist services and other more generalised supports. In addition, there are some providing national services and others who are operating in specific geographic locations. Point 3. Whilst recognising the significant contribution that the voluntary disability sector provides to support people with neurological conditions, there are challenges in capturing the breadth of provision of this work. This is due largely to the range and scale of voluntary organisations working in this sector and the lack of a framework to collectively describe these services. What has happened so far? The Neuromapping Project was funded through the HSE Strengthening Disabilities Fund. It was designed to respond to the challenge of capturing the breadth of voluntary provision to people with neurological conditions. The three key outputs from the project are summarised. Number 1, Service Mapping Template. The service mapping template comprises of 10 service categories and 98 service types to describe the provision of services in the community provided by DFI and NAI member organisations. The template was developed using design thinking methodology with input from over 40 disability voluntary organisations in order that common language is used to describe the breadth of service provision by voluntary organisations. The 10 categories in the service mapping template are as follows. Number 1, assessment and planning. Number 2, therapeutic and clinical supports. Number 3, supported living and accommodation support. Number 4, respite. Number 5, accessibility supports, activities of daily living and long-term supports. Number 6, community integration and participation. Number 7, vocational, employment, training and rehabilitative supports. Number 8, information, advocacy and education. Number 9, family and caregiver supports. And number 10, coordination and point of contact. The second output is baseline mapping. A baseline mapping of current service provision by disability voluntary organisations across each CHO was carried out using the service mapping template. This mapping has provided key insights on current service provision by voluntary organisations and indicates the range of voluntary services available across each CHO by the 44 participating organisations. The third output was joint service initiatives. The project captured 5 examples of joint service initiatives between voluntary providers and the HSE to demonstrate existing collaborations. The 5 examples give an insight into the types of collaboration that are taking place, and they also demonstrate how these partnerships can lead to integration and improvement in service options for people with neurological conditions. The project sits in a policy context. The outputs from the project will support the progression of the National Neurorehabilitation Strategy by highlighting the breadth of voluntary organisation service provision and shining a spotlight on good collaborative practice to be replicated moving forward. Point 2. The findings resonate with the work of the Department of Health Dialogue Forum, in particular the prediction of the partnership principles for statutory and voluntary organisations. Next steps. The project partners have agreed to progress several key actions in the next phase of the project to address the report findings. Point 1. The service mapping template will need to be developed to encompass statutory service provision and establish a common language for all community service provision. It will also be important to assimilate the language used in the mapping template into future service frameworks. Point 2. Engagement with both statutory and voluntary providers will be required to understand how neurorehabilitation services are delivered on the ground in communities and how voluntary organisations work with each other and HSE services. This will help to provide insight into the variations in the services and patient pathways across CHOs, as well as the impact of community neurorehabilitation teams where these are in place. Point 3. It is also intended to examine the current patient journey through these services, through experiences of people with neurological conditions and their families. And this will demonstrate ways to improve signposting to existing supports. The full report can be accessed on the websites. The Neurological Association of Ireland website, www.nai.ie. The HSE website, www.hse.ie, and the Disability Federation of Ireland website, www.disability-federation.ie. The service mapping template is also available on these websites. This project took place in 2022, and the voiceover of this leaflet is produced in 2023. This is the end of the summary leaflet.